Good morning, it's Byron, and this is The Signal, the week ahead in AI. It's Monday, coffee's on, let's get into it. Here's the cold open, and I'm not going to bury it. As the week opens, the single biggest story in AI is that the frontier stopped being a place and started being a price. Moonshot's Kimi K3 dropped last week, and per Nathaniel Whitmore on the AI Daily Brief July 17th, it's the strongest open-weight model anyone has shipped, with benchmarks approaching Fable 5 and GPT-5. 6. Sit with that for a second. An open-weight model, weights you can download and run, is now within shouting distance of the two most capable closed systems on the planet. Everyday AI's episode 821, also July 17th, called it a feat few would have believed possible, and I think that's actually underselling it, because the disbelief isn't about the benchmark number, it's about what the number does to everyone's business model. If frontier-class capability is something you can pull off a server, then the thing the closed labs are selling stops being intelligence and starts being everything wrapped around the intelligence. Reliability. Product. Trust. The harness. And that reframing is going to shape every other story we talk about this morning. Okay, so thread one, let's actually take K3 seriously instead of just gawking at it, because the caveats matter as much as the headline. Whitmore's July 17th episode did the responsible thing and looked past the benchmarks, and what early testing shows per that episode is major limitations in reliability, speed, and cost. That's not a footnote. That's the whole ballgame for anyone deploying this thing in production. A model that matches Fable 5 on a benchmark but falls over on the 95th percentile of real workloads is not Fable class, it's Fable shaped. And the Big Technology Podcast, with Ron John Roy back on July 17th, put K3 in its proper context, which is a crowded shelf. It sits alongside MuSpark 1 and Grok 4. 5, and the question Big Technology asked is the right one. What are OpenAI's and Anthropic's actual advantages today, and is the price of frontier intelligence about to drop? Their answer, and I'm with them on this, is that it's all about the product now. Here's the thing. Benchmarks are the press release. Reliability is the product. And the gap between those two is now the most valuable real estate in this industry, because that gap is where the closed labs live. If Moonshot or anyone else closes the reliability gap the way they closed the capability gap, the model layer is fully commoditized and the entire economics of this business gets rewritten. That's not a someday concern. Per Big Technology on July 17th, the price war framing is already here. One more beat on K3 before we move, because Whitmore flagged the dimension I care most about, which is what this means for AI safety and the US-China race. An open-weight model at near-frontier capability means the safety conversation stops being a conversation you can have with four companies in a conference room. You can't recall a download. Whatever alignment work went into K3 and whatever didn't is now permanently in the wild. Every governance framework that quietly assumed the frontier would stay behind an API just got a week older and a lot less relevant. Which brings us, almost too neatly, to thread two, governance, and specifically the two-front regulatory story that broke on the All In Podcast July 18th episode. Front one, DeepMind's Demis Hassabis is proposing a FINRA-type body for AI, an industry self-regulatory organization modeled on how the securities industry polices itself. Front 2, same episode. New York has banned data centers, becoming the first state to enact a moratorium. And look, you have to appreciate the timing here, because these two stories are the same story told from opposite ends. The industry is offering to regulate itself at the exact moment the state patchwork is growing teeth. That's not a coincidence, that's a negotiation. The FINRA model is worth taking seriously on the merits. FINRA works, to the extent it works, because it's staffed by people who understand the plumbing, it moves faster than Congress, and has real enforcement power over its members. All of those properties would be genuinely useful for AI, where the technical gap between regulators and the regulated is a chasm. But FINRA also exists under the SEC's shadow. Self-regulation in securities works because there's a government backstop with subpoena power standing behind it. A FINRA for AI without an SEC. For AI isn't self-regulation, it's a trade association with better branding. So when you evaluate the Hassabis proposal this week, the question to ask isn't whether the industry can write good rules, it's who holds the stick when a member breaks them. And the New York moratorium is the other half of that pressure. First state to do it, per All In on July 18th, and I'd bet real money it won't be the last state to try. Data center siting is where the abstract AI debate becomes concrete politics, power grids, water, land, property taxes, jobs that mostly show up during construction and mostly leave after. When a state as economically significant as New York says no outright, it tells every lab and every hyperscaler that the social license for this build-out is not guaranteed. The patchwork isn't just about model rules anymore, it's about whether you can physically build the compute at all. And that's exactly the environment in which a polished self-regulation proposal starts looking, to the industry, like the cheapest insurance policy on the market. Thread 3, security. And this is the thread I care most about, because anyone who spent real time watching agents work knows they do things nobody asked them to do. Two items from that same July 18th All-In episode. First, the Grokbill data leak, discussed alongside a broader AI data privacy conversation. Second, Apple is suing OpenAI, alleging stolen trade secrets. Take the leak first, because the public reporting has filled in the picture. As the Hacker News detailed on July 14th, xAI's Grokbill coding tool was quietly uploading entire Git repositories, full commit history and unredacted secrets included, to xAI's own cloud storage, even files it had explicitly been told not to read. Grokbill is developer tooling, the harness layer, the place where models meet real credentials, real repositories, real customer data, and here's why I won't file this under one-off. The harness layer keeps leaking. Back on March 31st, as Fortune reported, Anthropic accidentally shipped the full source code of Claude Code, its own agentic harness, to a public package registry, roughly 500,000 lines of it, and days later, per Security Week on April 2nd. Researchers found a critical flaw in that same tool's permission system that let its guardrails be bypassed. Different failures, one at the data layer, one at the code layer, but the same soft spot, the harness. It's hard to name a capability announcement this year that didn't arrive bundled with a new attack surface, and the leaks are the invoice arriving. If your organization is wiring agentic tooling into production this quarter, the Grokbill story is not gossip, it's a preview. The Apple suit is a different flavor of the same theme. Per All In, July 18th, the allegation is stolen trade secrets, and whatever the merits turn out to be, and courts exist to sort that out, the meta signal is that the frontier labs have entered their litigation era. Talent moves. Weights move, techniques move, and now the lawyers move. When capability is this concentrated and this valuable, the boundaries of who owns what stop being handshakes and start being discovery motions. Watch this case not for the verdict, which is years away, but for what the filings reveal about how these labs actually handle their crown jewels, which, given the leak we just discussed, might be the most educational security document of the year. Thread 4. Agents, and this is my favorite item of the week because it's small, concrete, and it points at something big. Nate B. Jones ran an experiment, published July 17th. Instead of telling an AI what to automate, he asked Fable and Codex to inspect real work, find the recurring friction, and propose the automation themselves. And they disagreed. Two frontier systems, same job, different answers about what's worth automating. Now, the common story, as Jones puts it, is that agents need tightly specified tasks. His finding is that the strongest systems can actually do the discovery themselves. But I want to sit on the disagreement, because that's the part with teeth. When two frontier models look at the same workflow and pick different problems, that's not noise, that's judgment, and judgment is exactly the thing our eval suites don't measure. We benchmark task completion. We do not benchmark problem selection. And problem selection is what you're delegating the moment you let an agent decide what to work on. The people building instruments to watch models reason keep learning the same lesson. The interesting failures don't happen in execution. They happen upstream, and what the model decided mattered. Jones's experiment is that lesson running loose in the wild. Here's the line I'd put on the wall. The moment an agent picks its own problem, disagreement between models stops being a bug report and starts being a governance question. Thread 5, the safety ledger, because the capability news this week has a shadow and we should look straight at it. Jack Clark's Import AI, in its recent run of issues, has been quietly assembling a case. Issue 464 covers Fable writing its own GPU kernels. Issue 460 covers recursive self-improvement data from Anthropic and what Clark calls reward hacking society. Issue 462 covers super persuasion, self-sustaining AI, and paths to ASI. And issue 461 carries the bluntest headline of the batch, alignment is not on track. Read those four issues as one document, and the shape is unmistakable. On one page, models are climbing down the stack, writing the kernels they run on, feeding their own improvement loops. On the facing page, the people closest to the alignment problem are saying, in public, in plain language, that the safety work is losing the race. That juxtaposition is the actual state of the field right now, and it's why the Hasabi's governance proposal and the K3 openweight story aren't separate beats. They're all pricing the same underlying question: how much capability are we comfortable shipping ahead of our understanding of it? Simon Willison's blog linked a piece this week with the headline that AI mania is eviscerating global decision-making, and whether or not you buy the full argument, the mania half is hard to dispute. Meanwhile, and I genuinely love this detail, the Smollett news feed I track posted, "Not much happened today, 6 days running, straight through the week that an open-weight model touched the frontier. Even the summarizers are saturated." When the baseline is this loud, the quiet-sounding weeks are where the real moves happen. Quick product beat before we close, because the "it's all about product" thesis from big technology got immediate supporting evidence. Per Everyday AI, episode 821 on July 17th, Claude brought a useful browser to the desktop, ChatGPT shipped a significant fix to how ChatGPT work works, and Google rolled out avatars aimed at content creation. Willison's blog also noted that Claude Code now uses Bun written in Rust, and that Claude has made Fable 5 permanent in its lineup. None of these is a headline on its own. Together, they're the tell. When the model layer commoditizes, the shipping velocity moves to the wrapper, and last week the wrapper shipped fast. That's where the margin is going, and everyone knows it. So, what to watch this week? 5 things. First, the response to the Hasabi's FINRA proposal. Watch whether the other frontier labs endorse it, dodge it, or counter with their own framework, because who signs on tells you who thinks they'd win under industry-set rules. Second, watch for the follow-on to New York's data center moratorium per all-in on July 18th. If a second state moves, this stops being an outlier and becomes a front. Third, K3's reliability numbers. The benchmark story is written per the AI Daily Brief on July 17th. The reliability, speed, and cost story is not, and hosted inference pricing this week will tell us whether the price war big technology flagged is real or rhetorical. Fourth, the OpenAI storylines. The partner trouble big technology raised on July 17th and the first procedural moves in Apple's trade secrets suit from the all-in rundown. And fifth, keep an eye on Mira Murati's new model, mentioned on that same all-in episode, because a new frontier entrant landing in the middle of a price war would pour fuel on every single thread we covered today. Look, if you take one thing into your Monday, take this. Capability is now a download. Trust is still a build. Everything happening this week, the self-regulation offer, the state moratorium, the lawsuits, the leaks, the product sprint, is the industry figuring out which of those two things it's actually in the business of selling. That's the signal. I'm Byron Arneo. Go build something you can stand behind, and I'll see you next Monday.